had a list of people that we were going to be, that we're going to have in our squad. I served with Corey's brother, David, in Kosovo. Corey Rissett is one of the nicest human beings I've ever met. As far as Brian, he was like accidentally one of the better soldiers I've ever seen. This is just what he was meant to do.
He wanted to serve his country after 9/11. It was personal to him.
Our lieutenant was up in the tower watching the area to the south. He spotted suspicious activity, so he came down and woke us up. He asked for volunteers, and then on the way to it is when we ended up hitting the 200-pound improvised explosive device.
They gave the ultimate sacrifice, and they did it willingly. We definitely never forget them. They were our brothers.
If you called him a hero, he would say, "I'm not a hero. I had to step up and do what I needed to do."
Years ago, on December 2nd, 2006, Minnesota National Guard Sergeants Brian McDonough and Corey Risted were killed on a patrol mission by an improvised explosive device near Fallujah, Iraq. Joining us tonight to honor the service and memory of these American heroes, please welcome their brothers in arms, John Creasel and Tim Nelson, along with the families of Sergeant Brian McDonough and Corey Risted. You are all hometown heroes.